All right, we are joined in the media center here at Auto Club Raceway at Pomona with our Pro Stock Motorcycle Provisional number one qualifier, Angel Sampei, who went to the top with her track record run of 6.703 at 201 miles an hour. If that holds, it will be Angel's sixth number one of the season. Obviously, come to Pomona, look to close out the season on a high note. Pretty good start setting the track record on a run like that.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here this weekend. I'm on a mission to change things for my team because, once again, they have given me a Suzuki to win the race. We've had the best motorcycle at the racetrack almost every race this year. So my mission this weekend is to put it in the winner's circle, end the season on a high note, and be able to relax the whole off season in knowing that I turned things around.
Obviously, the countdown hasn't gone the way you've wanted, but how big would that be to finish on a high note? What does that do for you and the whole team?
It definitely would erase everything from the past. You know, I tell myself I'm a great motivational speaker, but I don't always speak to myself the way I can speak to everybody else. But one thing I can definitely do is when things happen the way I want them to, it's easy to forget what happened last time. So that's exactly how I want to end the season, on a high note. My Vance and Hines Mission Suzuki team definitely deserves it. The motorcycle they have given me all year, they deserve to win the championship, and I didn't do that for them, but hopefully we can put it in the winner's circle this weekend, and like you said, have a good time at the awards banquet and enjoy the off season.
Kevin, you just said that run actually might have been even better than the 669 you ran. Could you tell that, and in what way better?
Well, for one thing, I left the starting line the way I was supposed to, with my body and the way I was riding it. I left with the motorcycle, and I felt the 60-foot time was really good. It was a 104, so that was outstanding on Andrew's part. And then the next step was how straight it went down the racetrack. I don't think Andrew said he doesn't think that we went 8 inches, you know, further than 8 inches either way, all the way down the racetrack. So if you can keep it on a rail like that, the time is going to be good. The speed is going to be great. I knew it when I left, and I knew it when I didn't have to adjust or do anything other than shift the motorcycle. It was like it was driving itself. So I didn't know it was going to be a 70, though. I didn't think I was going to see that, so I was really excited to see that. And then the second run wasn't as great. I left the starting line pretty well, another 104, actually a little bit better 104. But it did travel to the center line a little bit, and I had to hang off the left side of it. And that scrubbed off a little bit of ET and speed, and I also did clip it a little early before the finish line because I wanted to make sure I kept it in my lane. So it wasn't the run we expected for the second round, but it was pretty promising knowing that everything that went wrong, and it still ran a 72. So we have a really fast Suzuki for tomorrow. I think the weather conditions are going to be even better. You're going to see some really fast times and even more so on the speeds, and I'm hoping I'm going to be the one that stays number one.
Yeah, just for background, Larry Stewart here from the Southern California Newspaper Group. Give us a little background about how you got into racing motorcycles.
Well, I started when I was 6 years old. I had a little RM50 Suzuki. It was actually supposed to be just something that kept me quiet while my dad focused on my brother's motorcycle racing career, because I would fuss and cry for a motorcycle every time we went to the racetrack, and he finally got me one. So I started racing dirt bikes at 6 years old, and I continued with that onto street bikes. I was riding them as early as 12 years old, and started drag racing at State Capitol Dragway when I was around 18. Ended up at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, which is where I got my competition license, and was hired from the school and just never looked back. So my whole life has been about motorcycles. There's a joke, you know, I asked my mom, what do you think it is? I'm addicted to motorcycles. What is it? She said when she was 3 months pregnant with me, she didn't know she was pregnant, and she was riding a motorcycle through the sugarcane fields in Louisiana, and she crashed and fell off and found out after the fact that I was already there. And so we think maybe something happened in the womb that made me addicted to motorcycles, because I just can't imagine my life without it. As a matter of fact, Carrie with Suzuki just asked me, did I have any desire to race a funny car or a top fuel dragster, and the opportunity did arise once or twice before. Thank the good Lord it didn't go that way, because it wouldn't have been my passion. I probably would have tried it, but it's not what I want. I love motorcycles. I have the best Suzuki in the world. I started on Suzukis when I was 6 years old, and I'm going to finish my career on one. I just hope that's not going to be too soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You talked about conditions for tomorrow. How much of a goal is it to get into the 660s? How cool would it be to kind of end the year?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I think it's possible. My personal best is a 69, I think. Is that right? No, it was a 69. Yeah, in Sonoma. That would be really awesome to be able to beat my personal record. I think it's going to happen. It's going to depend on the wind because the weather conditions are going to be there. I think the track is great. It's just if we have a headwind, that might make it a little difficult, but I think we can do it.
All right. Thanks, Angel. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Tomorrow. Hope to see you again tomorrow.